for your journey, a life thought for your day, to keep your heart in tune, like giving wisdom for your way. I have a life thought for your journey, a life thought for your day, to keep your heart in tune, life giving wisdom for your way.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Life Thoughts Radio, where we are setting our minds on higher things. Now here's your host, Annette E. Morton.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you for tuning into Life Thoughts Radio. We praise God that you're able to drop by and hang out with us on today. This is our second show for 2015. We just praise God for this opportunity to share a word from the Lord with you on today. And to keep abreast of our upcoming shows and ministry events, we invite you to follow us on Facebook at Life Thoughts Radio or Annette E. Morton, comma, author. You can follow us also on our BTR profile at blogtalkradio.com/lifethoughtsradio, even for our original Heart Right Ministry shows. And lastly, you know, you can follow us here at EVANG_A on Twitter and also at lifethoughtspublishing.com on the web. We praise God for the word that the Lord has for you on today, which is God's holding pattern. So we're going to share our life sponsor with you and then go straight into the word of God. Be blessed.
Sarah Sarah Cosmetics offers a variety of colorful, luscious lip gloss pots, lipsticks, new eyeshadow, and skincare products. Launch your royal experience today. Visit us on the web at www.sarahsarahcosmetics.com or www.sarahsarahcosmetics.com. Let Sarah Sarah Cosmetics help you embrace the royalty in you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give your name praise and glory and honor. There is no one like you. We honor and we reverence you, God. We extol your God. We exalt you.
Yes.
God, we thank you for this day, this fresh day of grace and mercy.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for this fellowship. And
yes.
Thank you for traveling mercy here
yes,
to this
yes,
place.
Yes, 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 yes.
We thank you, Lord God, where your presence is, Lord God, is holy. And we thank you, Lord, for this gathering, that we can come and receive what you have for us today.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit, give us understanding and reveal
yes.
the will of God to our
yes,
lives.
Yes, yes.
And help us to walk out, Lord, your purpose in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Help us to stay focused and maintain our vision on you.
Yes, Lord.
That, Lord, wherever we go, whatever we do, it's all about you. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is good.
Yes, he is.
God is good. We're just going to talk a little bit today.
I like to talk.
We're just going to talk a little bit. I shared a little bit of this with Tanya last week. We were on the phone talking, and I can't seem to get away from it. And with all the things that are kind of transpiring with God's precepts in particular, you know, God has us in a place that we can't just launch out and do everything. And I'm like, Lord, what's happening? I say, even in my own life, it's like I don't sense a real movement yet. It's like we have to stay still for a minute. And you're not sensing, you know, I just don't sense you really telling us charge into this, charge into that just yet. And so I'm sitting at my dining room table and I said, Lord, I feel like I'm in a holding pattern. I kept hearing holding pattern, holding pattern, holding pattern in my spirit. And I shared with Tony, I said, I started really reading about the holding pattern as it relates to aviation.
Yes.
And as it relates to aviation, the plane is in the vicinity in which it's supposed to land, but the tower has not given it instructions
for the land yet.
For it to land yet. Because the conditions are not yet favorable
for the landing.
For the landing. And it's mm-hmm. not so much as there's anything wrong with the plane.
Mm-hmm. Right. No.
It's what's happening on the ground.
The bottom, yes. Uh-huh. Right.
And I said, God, what are you saying? Mm-hmm. I said, when I give you the okay, then right. you do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to preach. Then you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just take no engagements. Don't just go here. Don't just go. Lord, what is it that you want me to do? And it's like we talked about that breadcrumb trailer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We wondered why, you know, God had us in a place of holding about the kingdom series teachings.
Yeah.
We're used to just starting stuff up. It's like mm-hmm. we normally know mm-hmm. what God wants us to do before the new year comes in. We're at a place that we have to so closely follow him. We can't branch out and just do anything right now. We can't.
Mm-hmm.
We got to really distinctly follow his leading like we never had before. And people are probably wondering, well, what's wrong with them? Well, why you can't give me an answer right now? I had people sending me messages asking me about being on stuff and being a part of this and that mm-hmm. and the other. And God said, no, hold up. Wait a minute. And I had to wait until he said, okay, this is the answer. Now you can tell them the answer. I can't give you an answer like that. Because God has me in a place of hold. And I know he has all of us in a place of hold. There's some things that we even desire. There's some things that we want to branch out and be a part of. And God says, stay put. So with that said, let's go to Psalms 46. Psalms 46.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 10. Very familiar passage that we all know. He said, be still and know. Be still and know. In your knower. Be still and have an intimate knowledge and relationship. Be still. Stop striving. Stop pushing to do what you're used to doing.
Right, amen. Right.
Just stay put.
Right.
I'm going to put you in timeout for a minute.
Right. That's right. That's good.
You ain't do nothing wrong.
That's good.
But I'm going to put you in timeout for a minute.
That's good. That's good.
Because there's some stuff I want to get you prepared for. Because when you make this next landing, there's some stuff that's going to drop off. There's some stuff that's going to pop off. And it's such a dimension. It's going to be the defining dimension that God is going to take us
Hallelujah.
To.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So he said, just back up.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Stay put. You're in the environment.
Uh-huh.
Keep circling. Keep the pattern that I'm giving you.
Come on.
Just like the plane circulates and waits. And it waits. And it waits until the tower gives it instructions when it's time to land. He said, well, listen, this is what I want you to understand. While you're in the air, keeping the holding pattern, there's some things I want you to do.
Right.
He said, the first thing to do is take a moment to be still.
Amen.
Just stay put.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit still. Just take yourself and put yourself in a timeout right now. And I saw it. I saw this movement. Not everybody captured it. Some people still wanted to move and shake. And they were supposed to be still too. And there's some people going to miss this. And it was crazy because I started seeing it even on Facebook. God was talking to some people. There were so many people that had shut down that normally I would see them rocking and rolling and doing business.
Mm-hmm.
And God shut them down so they couldn't be on Facebook. They had to fast. They had to pray. And they was like, y'all, I'm about to tune out for a minute. I'll be back at y'all later because God is speaking to me right now and I need to hear some instructions. And a lot of people started shutting down. And all I would do is just go and kind of look and peek and see what was going on. I said, okay, God. And then the other thing was, before we got into the holding pattern, God was dealing with people about purging, about getting rid of some stuff, about letting go of some stuff, about making room for some new stuff.
Yeah.
God was got us throwing stuff overboard, getting rid of stuff, making room for stuff, and then he said, just stay put. It ain't yet. Just stay put. I got this. There's a timing. You know, and I've been hearing a lot of people who missing the point. They talk about the delay of God. God is never a delaying God.
No, he isn't.
God is never a God of delay. We've been preaching that lie for a long time, mm-hmm. and it's time to cut that. God said, I'm never a delayed God. Mm-hmm. You see it because you live in Kronos. He said, but I am always on time. When I say I'm going to do something, he said, this ain't a delay. He said, it's the fullness of time I'm trying to get to. He said, this ain't got nothing to do with being no delay. So we need to stop telling God he delaying my blessing when really we waiting for the timing of God, because he knew from the beginning. If we just say, like Pastor just said, he knows my beginning and my ending and all that's in between. He's the author and the finisher of my faith, Then he's already finished the work. It looked like a delay to us. But God said, I'm never a God of delay. I'm a God on time. I'm always on time. You got to catch up the way I am. He said, I'm never God of delay. He said, we need to start telling people God is not saying that it's a delay. He said, no, I did not say that it was a delay, because I already know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is ride the wave with me, and you'll catch up to my fullness of time, not your fullness of time. You think it's a delay because that's the way you perceive it. He said, but it's not a delay. He said, because I'm fixing some stuff. I may have you in a holding pattern, but I knew I was going to have you in a holding pattern in this season. I knew I was going to have you to sit somewhere and purge and spend some time with me and lay out on the floor. I was the one who set the appointment. So all you got to do is ride the wave with me. I'm taking you somewhere, but you got to go in the time that I say, not in the time that you think. He said, so if you spend more time with me, then your expectation can be in the right place. Jesus. He said, the reason why we think it's a delay or we are disappointed is because we're not staying in tune to his time. If we're sensing him, then it won't feel like a delay. If we sense in him, then we won't feel disappointed. Because God never disappoints us. Wow. He is always on time with us.
Yes, he never
disappointed us.
Yes, yes.
And we have charged God falsely.
Come on, Eddie.
That's some stuff that we say in the natural that don't apply to God in the spirit. And I have charged God falsely, thinking that God was disappointing me. Well, no, I went ahead of God.
Hallelujah.
And I got my heart broken, and I got my mind perplexed, and I didn't have no sleep because I did something. Because I made the agenda when I didn't fall in line with his agenda. So he said, what I'm going to do, he said, I knew you was going to do all of that. That's why I got you in the holding pattern. You hover. You stay right. You're in the environment. You're in the atmosphere. You're in the right place. But see, when the planes in aviation, when the planes are in the holding pattern, certain kind of patterns they have to do. Mm-hmm. And they have to stick with that same pattern.
Same pattern.
And part of the reason why is because there's other planes that are landing in the same environment.
That's right.
And so if they stay within certain parameters, they won't crash into the other plane.
There you go.
Yes, there are some people that are going ahead of you. There are some people that's getting their blessing ahead of you. And what you have to do is stay within the holding pattern, because they're allowed to land. You're not allowed to land. And I said, God, what is you saying? He said, don't try to land until I tell you it's time to land.
Right.
Because that's their season. If they got to the runway before you, don't get mad.
He said,
you're not going to run out of gas. And you're not going to crash. He said, how do you know that? He said, because you abide under the shadow of my wing.
Yes.
I got you.
Yes.
And I am your sufficiency. Everything you need to stay in the holding pattern is right there in me. He said, just abide. He said, but while the pilots are in the cockpit, they're doing stuff in the plane.
Yeah, they are.
They're maintaining their status in the holding pattern.
Yes.
They're following the prescribed pattern. They're listening for direction. They're listening for what's the next move. And they listen to any changes, listening for any changes coming from the tower of what's about to happen. So they always got their ear to hear. They stand in that place so they can pick up the signal and know what's going on. And what they're doing is maintaining the plane while they're in the environment. They're checking all the controls. They're checking to make sure everything is in its proper perspective. So when they do get the okay to land, they can go.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they get the okay to go, it's got to be a certain schedule to do
mm-hmm.
it. And when they do, they got to take their turn, because then they're going to hold up somebody else that may be sitting in the holding pattern.
Yes, yes.
My Lord.
Wow.
So that's why our next move, our next blessing, our next assignment, whatever it is that God is getting ready to do in our lives, Everything moves with the synchronization of the kingdom.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen.
So yes. Don't be disappointed. I had to tell myself that. Don't be disappointed because it don't look like it's your season. Mm-hmm. God said he got you in the parameter.
Amen.
You in the environment. You in the environment. It just ain't time to touch ground. You right in the environment. You right there. You hovering. Or it might actually be where sometimes a plane has to go up a little higher and go above the cloud because there's a storm on the ground. There's some stuff need to be cleared away. So maybe you in your holding pattern, you in your spiritual holding pattern, you can't touch ground yet because there's a storm.
Mm-hmm.
There's some unfavorable weather conditions going on. Mm-hmm. And God don't want you mixed up in the storm. Oh, I gotta say that again. God don't want you to mix up in the storm. So he got to bring you up higher above the clouds and let you see everything being clear. And let the storm do what he gotta do. And then when God said, okay, well, let me finish up clearing up the storm because this ain't your storm.
Hey! Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
You ain't got to sit in this storm. You ought to be glad that he got you in the holding pattern because you ain't got to endure the storm. Hallelujah. You ain't got to endure the storm. This ain't your storm.
Thank you, Lord.
And when I finish calming the storm, when I finish speaking to the storm and I clear the runway for you, and while you're getting your controls together, you're getting everything in its proper perspective. So when I tell you to land, you can do it at a moment's notice. Because that's some stuff that's going to happen suddenly. He said, get your stuff in order while I got you in your holding pattern. Because there's going to be a suddenly, and you're going to have to be prepared to land immediately. You got to be like the children of Israel. You ain't got time for the yeast to grow in the bread. Don't put no yeast in the bread. You ain't got time to wait for it to rise. You ain't got time. Because you got to bust a move on the instant. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is going to be a powerful season, y'all. This is going to be a powerful season. This is going to be a powerful season in the kingdom. This season, like never before, like we've never experienced before, it's going to be powerful. That's why so much craziness going on in the world right now. I just hear Mother Carolyn saying, with a real Holy Ghost, please stand up. Because he will. And guess what? He's going to stand up in us.
Amen.
Uh-huh. In us. He's already prepared us.
Yes.
While we're in the cockpit, just hovering. We're in the environment. How do we know we're in the environment? First of all, because we can see. God has given us an ability to see what our environment is. He's given us a knowing in our knower. How close we are. We can feel ourselves being on the brink of a thing because we know the season has shifted and changed. We can sense the shift. We can sense it. It's like we already there, but our physical body, it's almost like going through like the Matrix, like you're going slow like this, going through it real slowly. Your body has not yet caught up with the thing that's already in your spirit man, but your spirit man already lives there. Because all in your spirit, you've been preparing for it anyway. And God says, when you enter that space, you're going to know it. You're going to know your destiny. You're going to know your destination. You're going to know that that's where you belong. It's a place, he said. He didn't just go away to prepare a place for us in a mansion. He prepared a place here.
Yes, yes.
So there's places and people and things and assignments God has prepared for us. But we are moving like this in slow motion because we got to deal with time. But God already sees it. He sees it already. When he talks to us about it, he talks to us about it like we're already there. And that's why the mind can't comprehend. That's why we got to listen to our spirit. Because our mind will mess it up.
Yep.
Our mind crazy sometimes. If we don't submit it to God, it gets a little stupid sometimes. I know Annette been a little stupid lately. And I had to say, you know what, Annette? You're going to have to bring this thing down and submit this unto the Lord. Right. That's why you in the holding pattern right now. You're going to have to stay put, Kizzy. You're going to have to stay put. You're going to have to stay put. And when I release you, when I release you, you're going to get instructions from the tower that it's time to land. And guess what? See, you know, you got those ones that the air traffic controllers, they're going to be doing like this. Giving you directions that when you hit the ground, I got some help going to show you where to go. I got some help going to show you what to do. And then they're going to come. You see, and I've only been on a plane one time, but when I got off the plane, they got people running to the plane to take care of everything that needs to get done. Mm-hmm. Everything. God's sending us some help in this season. Oh, we ain't got to have, God's priest ain't going to do some stuff by themselves mm-hmm. no more. We've been used to leading and doing some stuff. We ain't going to have to do it like that no more. God's sending some help. Some people just going to come and give assistance. What we need to do is open up and let go of the reins.
Praise the Lord.
And he going to show us the real help that he's sending. People who believe in the vision. People who believe in the call. People who believe in the cause. They're going to come along. They ain't got no other agenda. They're going to come along alongside and help. And what they're going to be like, Mother, what you need us to do? And they're going to come alongside mm-hmm. and they're going to lighten the load off for all of us because we ain't going to be able to do it all by ourselves. This thing is so much bigger now. But see, we've been used to doing it because we had to. But now God said, you ain't going to have to this. And I'm like, Lord, what are you saying? What are you doing? He said, just stick with me. I got the bigger picture. I'm going to show it all to you. Something's going to have to be a secret. Some things going to have to remain a mystery until I get you to the place that I can tell you, that I can reveal it to you. But in the process, there's some things I want to tell you, but you got to seek me. So he said, be still and know. Be still and know. Stop striving your work and know. And rest. He said, no. He said, have an intimate knowledge of me and know that I am God. Know without a shadow of a doubt that I am God and that I am a rewarder of those who diligently
seek me.
Know that I'm in this thing. And where God is, there's heaven there. God is going to show you the heaven that's in the destination. He's going to show us the destination. It's heavenly. It's so Holy Ghost filled in that place. It's so powerful in that place. A new place of dimension and revelation in God. A new relationships. New assignments. New added strength and vitality of life. Where we thought we was losing stuff. Or we was missing stuff. Or something seemed burdensome. You're going to receive a refreshing. Because ain't nothing like when you get off the plane from jet lag and you touch ground and you're like, all I want to do is just go somewhere and get refreshed and get my bed. I just want some rest because my physical body can't handle it. But when my spirit man get increased, woo! Like you just said, Pastor, sometimes we can go through stuff in a depressive state and it affects the body. Mm. Well, how about much more than when we receive the joy of the Lord and the strength of the Lord that it refreshes the body?
Yes. Yes.
How much more? In the holding pattern. Yes. Hovering pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep your pattern. God said, just take a pause. Just take a pause. Sit suspended in midair for a minute. Let's just hover right here. And I said, Lord, he kept saying that word to me, hover. He said, because in the beginning, the spirit of the Lord hovered. He moved upon the face. The waters was there, but he moved upon the face of the water. He didn't even touch the water. His spirit just didn't even touch the water. Mm-hmm. The water was there. He was in the vicinity of the water, but he just hovered over the water. He said, you sit in midair. And just enjoy the view.
Mm.
And then he said, let there be. And there was.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And that's what we're waiting for. That's why we're sitting in a suspended state. It is time to move when God says to move. Because we're waiting for his let there be to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said it's just temporary though. It's just to endure it for a moment. For a moment. That's why he said weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. He said you're just hovering. You're in the vicinity. Mm-hmm. It's right there at your fingertips. Your expectation is on point. He said just stay right there. Because there's going to be a mad shift that's going to take place and going to change everything. Hallelujah. He said, stay. When you make a stay in the Lord, he said, spend some time in that place. Spend some vital time in that place. When there's a stay, you just sit. And so God started dealing with me about that be still. And when he kept bringing that song from Juanita Bonham back to me, God said, I made a divine appointment with you, and you had to move at a moment's notice, because when I'm calling you, I want you to be here. And God made an appointment with me in the floor of my bed. I said, Ma, I said, I got to go upstairs. I said, God summons me. I said, I'll be in my room. She ain't bothered me the whole time. She knew exactly what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I just laid there in the floor. And then the Lord starts saying, text everybody to get in a place. And I start sending out the text messages saying, be still and know. Be still and know. Enter in. Enter in. And I've texted so many people that song and told them, just take a moment and enter in. People was texting me back like crazy. I couldn't even answer the text. All I could do was lay on the floor. God was just doing something. He said, just sit still. He said, there's going to be times when I'm going to tell you, just be suspended in the moment. Just be suspended in the moment. Just make a stay in the moment. Just abide in the moment, because there's something I want to say to you. And really what he started doing was cleaning out my spirit. He'd been cleaning my spirit out because I started enduring and dealing with some stuff. He said, you're right in the place. He said, but I got to get some stuff about your spirit. He said, I got to deal with some stuff that's on your mind. I got to deal with some stuff that's on your heart. And while I was sitting there, he started talking to me. He said, you're right where I wanted you to be. Don't mistake where you are. You are in the vicinity of the next move I'm about to make in your life. But I don't want you to have the wrong perception about it. I want you to see clearly and understand what I'm doing in your life. And you can't let nothing else filter in that you don't let it filter through me.
Yes.
And you have to be sure. Hallelujah. So he said, take a halt. He said, continue in that place and halt. Continue in that specific state. He said, hold out, endure. He said, take a time out. Sit still right there. Just hover there. I got you just where I need you to be. And he said, this is the thing. Stop fighting with me about how everything is going to happen.
Right.
Stop trying to invoke your own plan and your own timing. He said, let me explain something to you. I am not delaying anything. Don't let the devil make you charge me falsely. I'm not purposely delaying anything. This is my plan all the time. This has always been plan A. It's never been a plan B.
Hey, come on, Annette. That's right.
Never been a plan B.
Right.
Because if I already knew what was going to happen, then I already made provision for it in the beginning in the first place. Never think that there was a plan. Don't let the devil trick you into thinking. See, and people going with that thing talking about... Did you know what he told me?
All in paper.
I don't need... It ain't even my permissive will. He messed my whole theology up. He said, it ain't even about my permissive will. He said, because I already know what's going to happen. There is no such thing as a permissive will. I said, Jesus, because he already knew. He already knew.
Jesus.
So I've been preaching permissive will. God bless my theology all up. He said, there is no permissive will. I know the end from the beginning. I know what's going to happen in your life.
Jesus.
He said, that's all things. Working out for your good. All things. I knew the way that you was going to take. I knew what's going to happen in your life. That was never a plan B. That was always a plan A. Wow. That's why I had Jesus in the background waiting after the 400 years of silence to come forth, because I knew what my people was going to do.
Wow.
I knew what they was going to be about.
Wow.
I knew that they was going to charge me for. I knew that they was going to be idolaters. I knew they wasn't going to be with me.
He was the backup.
I knew.
He was the A.
Wow, Jesus.
I didn't miss that because I first. He said, I didn't miss that nothing. I'm God. I know what's going on. Don't think that I don't know what's going on. What you got to do is ride the wave with me. And if I say stay put, then you stay put. He said, don't sit up and... I got to get free today. He said, don't sit here and worry about whether or not you've been married twice. I knew you was going to be married and divorced twice. What, you think I didn't know that? That's a surprise to me.
Right.
Ooh. I knew you was going to be single again. I knew you was going to be childless. Right. I knew that you would have to wait in your job for 12 years in the same place while you get beat up. I knew all of this stuff was going to happen. I knew your family was going to be crazy. I know all of this stuff.
That's right. That's right.
And I know where I'm taking you.
Right.
I know what's up. I know how all of this fits into the plan. I know how all of this fits into the plan. So that's it. He said, that's why there's now no condemnation.
Right.
That's why there's no condemnation. That's why.
Hallelujah.
That's why. Because I already made provision for it, so you have no condemnation. You have nothing to feel inferior about. You have nothing to feel bad about because it looks like everybody going ahead of you. And people looking at you, going, why you ain't moving? And why this ain't happening in your life? Shut up, them people. Tell them to shut up. I'm waiting on God. Because what he's saying in this hour, I got to agree in my spirit with. I can't agree with every word. I can't agree with every word. I got to hear God. Hallelujah. Because what will happen is that'll begin to stir up anxiety in you.
Yes.
And then you start charging God foolishly. And then you'll think like the devil did to the woman in the garden. But did not God say? But he really meant this.
Mm-hmm.
Or he really meant that. No, I heard him. I hear from God. I know his voice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm his sheep.
Mm-hmm.
I got a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to share this with you.
Lord.
Don't sit here and feel bad thinking that you missed God's voice. You heard him.
Wow.
You did hear him. Yes, you did. And you stick with what you heard. You stick with what you heard. You stick with what you heard, what you know down in your peaceful knower. In the place, how do you know God's voice? When he makes you sit still and you can sense his peace in the word that he gave you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's when the enemy comes that your body starts feeling anxious and you start feeling unraveled and disheveled and all awry because the enemy is trying to make you doubt the word that you have peace with. The devil is alive. And in this season, it's been a bunch of craziness.
Yes.
God said, you hold on to the word that I gave you that you have peace with. Because my word is going to bring you peace.
Yes.
Jesus.
Peace. My word is not going to make you crazy.
Yeah.
Come on.
So I had to sit still and know that he is God.
Uh-huh.
And that he is a rewarder
of them.
So diligent. All I got to do is diligently seek him. While I'm in the holding pattern.
Yeah.
Waiting to land my plane.
Ah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Rest your life in hold. Rest your life. Recline. We still talking about the rest, y'all. I can't get away from the rest to save my days. We talking about sitting in the rest of God and knowing that his work is finished. We just need to see the manifestation of it. That's it. We ain't got to work nothing. We ain't got to do a voodoo or hoodoo. We ain't got to do nothing. We ain't got to have a rabbit's foot. We ain't got to work
on that.
To get nothing. We ain't got to
manipulate.
Just rest.
Because
if God be for you, who can be
against
you? God got it for you. Shout from the past.
Hallelujah.
And the devil in hell will take it from you.
Hallelujah.
Because what God, the songwriter said, what God has for me,
it
is for me.
Yeah.
I ain't got to fight you for what's mine.
That's right.
I ain't got to fight you for what's mine. You know why? Because God got my name on it so
that's
much.
Right.
That even if it looked like it's going another direction,
it
got to come back.
Fight you. God,
take your man. I ain't got to worry about that. Because God got a seal in the man. That's mine.
Huh? That's right.
It's mine. Uh-huh. It's going to stay mine.
Yes.
I ain't got to worry about somebody trying to take my job. Because if God gave me the job, guess what? He going to move everybody. He going to move everybody.
Girl,
my enemy is not. Necessary.
I know that's right.
Why? Because we already know how it's going to turn out.
Yes.
Just hover. Just be still. Just be still, y'all. Just be still. It's yours. You didn't already ask for it. You only have to ask him for it. All you got to do is thank him for it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank him for it.
Hallelujah.
Thank him for what is yours.
Hallelujah.
Thank him. Thank him because he's about to land your plane on your private runway. On your private runway.
Yes.
On your private runway. When you land, gotta move all the other planes so that you make a brand entry.
No, that's right.
And everybody be sitting back because he said, I prepared table before you.
Yes.
Yes. And he'll let you walk out doing your Tyra Banks. What?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With your shoulder squared. What?
Because when it's your time,
that's right.
It's your time.
Right.
It ain't a devil in hell can take your time.
I know that's right.
Because God said in the fullness of time,
in the fullness.
You came forth.
Hey.
In the fullness, when I ordained the fullness of your heart.
You better preach.
Hallelujah.
Like all
you got to do.
This came about the wilderness. I preach, woman.
Woo! Woo! Because see.
Taking away right. Taking
see, because the devil wants to mess with your mind.
Yes.
That God has reneged on his promise.
Yes, yes.
The devil is a liar. I was sitting in my house one day. I said, you know, I started screaming. I said, devil, I'm sick of you. I said, God, I wish you were staying here so I could just punch him in his face.
Right.
He was getting on my nerves that night. I wanted to go in the flesh and punch the devil.
Yeah.
Just wanted to punch his lights out. I said, I'm sick of you trying to discourage me from what God has already said to me.
Hey.
Trying to mess with my mind. So I ain't taking it no more. The kingdom of God suffers violence.
Take it by force.
That's right.
And what did Jesus do? He said the word, and what did he have to do? He had to leave him for a season.
Mm-hmm.
He said, devil, get out of my face.
Uh-huh.
And what did the devil do? Got out of his face.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He said, you got to hang around. Just hang around in the vicinity.
Wow. You know I'm going to fight this lady. I'm going to fight her.
Just hang around.
Hang around in the vicinity.
Hang around.
You know you have a place, but you got to hover and wait for him to clean.
That's all you got to do. Help me preach now. Help me preach. That's all you got to do.
Jesus.
Just stay in the vicinity. And you ain't got to fight.
No.
In the vicinity.
Oh, God. Oh,
this
God.
Is an easy place. The devil wants you to fight because he wants you to come out of character.
Uh-huh.
He wants you to act like a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you ain't got to come out of character. Stand there and stand firm and sure in what the promises of God mm-hmm. are in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said he's going to do in and through your life.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Just stay put.
Mm-hmm.
And look cute.
I know that's right.
It's like calling you Kizzy.
What? Just stay put.
Stay put. That's what it means.
Stay put. Stay in that vicinity until God tells you to move.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And when the tower speaks, don't waste no time.
Mm-hmm.
Be on point.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the Lord gave me. That it's a lot, and then I'm going to sit down. Because I had to write out everything he was saying to me. He said, our deliverance, change, promotion, provision is closer than we think.
Yeah, yeah.
We are in the vicinity just hovering. We just haven't received a go-ahead to land yet. We've already talked about these things. The conditions aren't favorable for God. Not as we think they are. They look favorable, but they are not.
Well,
don't be deceived. God will give you a check in your spirit and let you know something ain't right yet. But just stay there. He said, we can see the runway. We're in the destination's area, but we can't settle there yet. We've longed for that place for so long. We've done all the right things. We made the right moves. We prepared as God told us to. We've gotten things right with people who are at odds with us. We even tightened up our prayer lines. We've given ourselves totally to God's service and relationship. He said, but we sit and we wonder, what's wrong with me? What else do I need to do? How else can I perform some work or act for things to be better or to reach my destination, promises, dreams, desires that God himself placed in me? But God says, it ain't about you. You are in position. You are there. But there are some conditions at ground level, as we already talked about. You can't see from your dimension that are hidden, and only God needs to work on them. Hallelujah. Wait again for instructions from the tower. He said, you will not lose fuel or crash because they who wait upon him will renew their strength.
Hallelujah.
And mount up on wings.
Hallelujah.
As an eagle. I have to have patience and just wait. Just be still and still do those things that God told us to do, but wait for the next shifting. So don't get impatient. Don't get frustrated in the holding pattern. Don't get frustrated because God said not yet. It's not a real delay. God has got it all in control. He said there are some things to be watchful of while God is fixing what's at ground level. Watch our spirit. Watch our mind. That's why Pastor had us anointing our head and our ears and our eyes and our lips and our heart and our feet, because we have to guard ourselves in the holding pattern. Hallelujah. He wants us to have a smooth landing, no holdups, no mishaps, no bottlenecks, and no hiccups, no accidents, and no issues, because his timing is everything. So every God gift is good and perfect. Every God gift, every God dimension, every next dimension God get ready to do, everything that God promised us next is good and is perfect. Unseen things not revealed to you, God sees. He understands the effect it has on the bigger picture. We may think a situation is unfavorable, hurtful, drama, etc., but God says it all works for our good. We have to trust that there is good in it. God's good. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God. Everything that God is about to do is good and it's perfect. It's just right. It is right for the picking. It is mature. Hallelujah. But even with mature fruit, there's a time to pick it.
Yes, it is. That's right. Yes, it is.
He said it lacks nothing. It ain't just good for you and to you. It's also good for you. Excuse me. I'm sorry. It's just right for you. Let me go back. It ain't just good for you, to you. It's just right for you. It fits you, no one else. What I have for you is for you. Where I am taking you is good for you. It's good for you.
And for you.
It's good for you. It is for you. It fits you. Right. It fits you. It don't fit nobody else.
Right.
It's yours. Hallelujah. Just wait on my leading. Wait on my instructions. Trust me, because I am the plan. Again, he says, stay in the vicinity. You're in the right place. Don't move anywhere else. You're right where you are supposed to be. You didn't miss a thing. I didn't just have it planned to arrive and happen when you thought it was going to happen. Always had it planned this way. That's what we got to rest in. That's what we got to rest in. That he always had it. It was always this way. We wanted to be a different way. It was us. It was us and our anxiety and our frustration and whatever else we thought we needed to do to move to the next dimension, to move to the next blessing. He said, but it was us. It was us. It was me. We had to take ownership. It was me.
It was me.
It was me. Because I wanted it to happen so fast. Because I was sick and tired of the place I was in. So I was sick and tired of what I'm dealing with and the struggle and the craziness and all this stuff. And I'm sick and tired of being used and abused. And I'm tired of being abandoned and neglected and whatever else our issue may be. Hallelujah. He said again, it was always plan A. With me, there was never a plan B. I knew how everything would go down in your life. I knew how you would be hurt. I knew how you would be frustrated, angry, when you would be in lack, how you would be betrayed, abandoned, used, and misunderstood. The decisions you would make in your sinful ways. Uh-oh, come on. Because some stuff we put ourselves in. But God knew it. He had a provision for it already. He knew he was going to do it. He said, but I just need you to understand you are on the brink of your true destiny, your true destination. Hallelujah, your true destination. We've been looking at destination from the things, the dimensions that God has done in our life, and we think, oh yeah, I've really reached, I've reached the pinnacle. No, God said, no, there's more. He said, there's more. He said, there's more. There's more, Pastor. I don't care what age you are, there's still more. There's still more. This looked like a little small confined place, but it's not. There's more. There's so much more. So much more. Do you think that God has not made the investment in you and not going to pull it out of you? Do you think he is not going to pull out the inheritance he put in your belly? He said, again, we say to folks, God answers in yes, no, or wait, making wait sound like it's a delay. There are no, again, there are no delays in God. He always knows when things are going to happen in their time. God says, hold up. He started saying this to me. I was like, God, how you going to go up in the vernacular on the earth talking about some hold up, wait a minute. He said, I was sitting there by that. He said, hold up, wait a minute. Your minute ain't my minute. Don't tell me what time it is. I made time. He said, perfect your ability to patiently wait until I tell you to land.
Wow.
You want me to say that again?
Yes.
He said, hold up, wait a minute, because your minute ain't my minute. Don't tell me what time it is. He said, because I made time. You perfect your ability to patiently wait until I tell you to land. He said, I got this. You ain't running nothing. He said, you ain't running a thing. He said, how do you know that? He said, because the earth is mine. And it's fullness and everybody in it. Just stay put in the pattern that I give you, and I'll tell you when it's time to move and what to do next. And for me, he told me my pattern was fasting, prayer, worship, praise, the word. And he's adding some other things to that too. Like those things you had us to write on our paper. I got a list. He said, because your ways and your thoughts are not mine. He said, reread Proverbs 3, 5 through 8.
Okay.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. He said, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health. There it is, Pastor. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Don't listen to your earthly mind. He said, put on the mind of Christ. Then listen. Don't listen until the mind of Christ is in place. Yeah. Because you know we crazy. You know crazy sometimes. We'll veer off into something. You know what? Our minds are like the hologram on Star Trek. It's so real to us. We don't watch it.
Right.
We'll live there. And before you know it, we come out talking to everybody like we there.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
You're like, Jesus, help my mind. And I'm like, didn't I tell you such, such? Oh, I was thinking it. I'm sorry. Because I was already there. That wasn't that it was right.
Right.
That's a whole other thing. Yeah. That's a whole other thing. Be like, what spirit she in? What she talking about? She ain't telling me that. She's a little loco right now. Hallelujah. He said, when you put on the mind of Christ and you listen, he said, he will reveal what is in and on his mind his to mind. You wow. and to I. He said, God's new thing. Pastor told us the last time we got together, forget the old. He said, and I said, now my task is to help you to embrace the new by faith while everything seems to be on hold. Embrace the new. Know that the new is coming, but don't be anxious about it. Know that it's coming. And I had to keep telling myself, I had to walk around the house and talk to myself, say, Anna, you know what God said. You just hold on. I had to talk to myself. I had to pull the word up and start talking to myself. Then you know God ain't going to leave you. You know God ain't going to be. You know God ain't. You, shut the devil down. Shut him down.
Yes.
Shut him down. Regurgitate that word and pull it up and access it again and let it speak to you again. Let it make you stable again.
Amen.
Because we got it. We just got to tap into it and pull it up again and say, you know what? This is what God told me. And I'm going to stand on what he said.
Yes, yes.
And I'm going to wait till my change comes. I'm going to wait till the tower tell me I can land. Hallelujah. This place of transition can be frustrating. In between the old and yet not living in a manifestation of the new, that holding pattern make you feel like you schizophrenic. Because one day you say, I trust God, and that's just what I'm praying
for. That's the truth.
One day I said, Lord, I believe you. That's right. Lord, where you at?
I know that's
where you at, God?
I know that's right.
And then somebody come whisper in your ear, say something to the effect of, where is your God? Uh-huh. And then you start doubting where God is. And God said, I said I ain't going to leave you nor forsake you. Why are you tripping? And I got you. I got you. That's why your plane ain't crashed. Because I got you. I got you. He said, that's why you have to go back to Pastor's last message to us. That's why you have to forget. Keep your mind on the new that is right in the vicinity, because it's real close. And you can feel it. You can sense it. You can feel you on the brink of it. You can feel it. I know when God started transitioning me on the job, I could sense the change in the environment. I felt the shift even down in my spirit. I can feel the presence of God hovering around my desk. God said, start packing. I start packing. I had an expectation. Everybody was like, where's your stuff at on your desk? Because God told me to start packing. And I lived out of a box for over a year. And I was like, okay, Lord, I know you can really do something. You can really move and do something. You said you have, and not knowing that it wasn't yet, because the place hadn't even been created yet. Didn't even know it hadn't been created yet. They hadn't even opened that department yet. They just created that department. And just created that staff. And I ain't nowhere. I'm thinking it's a place that I could see. Ooh, Jesus. I'm thinking it was a place that I could touch that was already in position. I didn't even know the other place was being created. Come on here. Come on here. Just hover. And you can sense when God has shifted a thing. Hallelujah. That's when we can rest.
Yes.
We can rest in the fact that we know God can already do it. God can already do it. We already did everything we had to do. He said, that's why we have to forget. Keep our mind on the new. That's right in the vicinity.
Yes.
He said, because your spirit already lives there. Because God already made you know it. God already made you know it. He made you intimate in it. In the midnight hour. He made you intimate with the thing before it even transpired, before it even show up. You ain't even quite sure what it looked like to be able to put out a terminology and describe what it looked like. You just know that when you get to the place, you know it's there. You know that's where you've been. That thing is seeking the place all along. It's dragging you to that place. I don't mean to be so long, but I got to tell you, the thing that's down in our belly is dragging us to the place, because that thing got to meet up with itself. Why? Because God's word is in your belly, and God's word is in the thing, and when it shows up, your brain goes
hallelujah.
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 So the word that's in you is looking for the word that God spoke.
That's a word.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Just don't be distracted, Karan. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted.
Wow.
For all the people who recognize the word that God spoke.
Hallelujah.
Just because they recognize the word that God spoke don't mean the word applies to them.
Hallelujah.
Right. Just because they recognize the word that God spoke in your life, they see it on you, doesn't mean that everybody that see the word, that it's theirs.
I know that's right. It's for you.
Because the word is attractive.
Yes, it is. That's like the anointed. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And be rest assured, you might have somebody trying to get you to land your plane too soon.
Yeah.
They might want you to land and touch ground too soon. And you got to be bold enough to say, I'm sorry, that ain't mine. I'm sorry, that ain't it. I'm sorry, that ain't what God said. I'm sorry, I very much thank you. Because they saw the anointing on my life. And they said, you would be good doing this. You'd be good doing that. Try to give me another option. Try to confuse me. You better stay with what you know God told you.
Amen.
And disband the confusion.
I know that's right.
Stand with the word that you heard. Hallelujah. Because you're not going to have satisfaction and fulfillment until you reach the destination that's crying out on the inside of you. You're not. It's not going to be right. It might look good, but it's not God's best, like the man of God said. It might look good. It might even be better than what you had, but it ain't God's best. God said, I got best for you. I ain't just got better. I got best for you. It's the best that I got for you. And it fits you. Hallelujah. How do you know? Because when you get in a position, nobody can do. Don't you know everything that you have an opportunity to have touch upon and have come in and out of your life prepared you for that place? That's why nobody else can do it but you. That's why the position fits you. Because it's for you. God created, you might have thought some of the stuff that you touched upon, you said, God, where did this fit into my life? This don't make sense. It's like looking at trigonometry. Lord, what am I going to do with this? This don't even fit the life. And God will put you in a position, have you study trigonometry, and you can't see until you get to that position. That's where it fits. Hallelujah. We'll understand it better.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. He said, you can see it, you can taste it, you can sense it. It's already a part of you. It's already in you. And what's in you is looking for the manifestation of itself. Because it is the word and the essence of God. It's the plan of God. God said, I am the plan. Because where I show up, there's heaven there.
Amen.
There's going to be heaven there, not hell. Heaven there.
Heaven.
I'm going to say that again. It's going to be heaven, not hell. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because it's you. The plan is you. And the plan is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a heightened sense of God moving in your atmosphere. You know God is up to something. You just may not be sure of the details. Hallelujah. Remember not the former things. Consider the things of old. Behold, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So when does a way get made in a wilderness? In the wilderness, there's no real path. He said, I'm going to make the path. I'm going to make the rivers. Where there's dryness, I'm going to make the rivers. Hallelujah. He said, he told me to tell you, he said, your spiritual holding pattern is almost over. It's almost time for you to land. God says, all this, and I'm almost done. All this was a setup for my next move. It was factored into the plan. Just hold tight. I'm about to bring you to the new. That's why we had to go through all of this detoxing and all the stuff we've been talking about. That's why I'm about to bring you. Again, you got to do some stuff in the cockpit while you're waiting to land. So he said detox. He said purge. He said all. He said pray more. He said get your attitude right. He said all these things that he said to us. He said, I'm about to bring you to the new. Did you lose sight of what I promised because you got weary waiting? Did you not begin? Did you begin to doubt because it got hard? Did you stop trusting? He says, stay, abide right there in the airspace that I told you to be in. So what? There's other planes seeming like they're landing and reaching their destination before you. He said, they are just getting out of your way.
That's right. Notice.
So you can land. So you can reach your destination the way I want to bring you. Abide with me high above the storms, above the clouds, and watch me clear away the storm so you can safely land. Your landing gear is already intact in me. Trust that I got your landing gear. I see everything. I navigate and orchestrate every move. He said, get ready. It's almost time to land. Meanwhile, be still until my will is clear. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. We know that you were blessed by the word of God on today. And again, we invite you to hang out with us here on Life Thoughts Radio. Again, you can follow us by way of our profile at blogtalkradio.com/lifethoughtsradio. And also you can go back and listen to any of our original Heartbite Ministries and Life Thoughts Radio broadcasts for over the past 4.5 years. We just praise God for allowing us to be on the air once again to share the word of God with you. And we have some upcoming shows that we're going to be blasting out. So we ask that you would visit, again, our aforementioned links, either at Facebook at Life Thoughts Radio or N.A.E. Morton, author on Twitter at EVANG_A or Evangelist A on Twitter. And lastly, again, on lifethoughtspublishing.com on the web at our website, so we can let you know about our upcoming shows and ministry events. We do have some guests that will be joining us real soon. So you want to stay abreast of what's happening with Life Thoughts Radio, come visit any of the aforementioned links and tune in and hook up with us so that we can be a blessing to you again. So until next time, we bid you God's blessings upon your life. And until then, grace and peace. Good night, everybody.
I have a life thought for your journey, a life thought for your day, to keep your heart in tune, like giving wisdom for your way. I have a life thought for your journey, a life thought for your day, to keep your heart in tune, life-giving wisdom for your way.